Today, November 11th, is the feast day of St. Martin of Tours. It's very appropriate today because St. Martin had been a soldier, and today we do honor all of our veterans, both living and deceased. So we remember them today in our prayers. St. Martin of Tours lived from 317 to 397. He was born in what would be present-day Hungary. He was raised in Italy, but he spent most of his life working in France. So he was considered the glory of France and called the light of the fourth century. He became the most popular saint in Europe. In fact, there are more churches built and dedicated in honor of St. Martin of Tours than any other saint in Europe. He's considered the founder of Western monasticism. He was born into a pagan family, felt attracted to joining the Roman army in Gaul in France. At age 15, he followed his father's footsteps. His father was also in the military. But when he was 18 years old, he had a life-changing experience. He was riding on horseback and he passed a beggar lying on the road, shivering from cold. And so Martin, who was not yet baptized even, he was this time still a catechumen, he took off his own cloak, cut it in half with his sword, and gave half of the cloak to the beggar. The beggar wrapped himself in the cloak. And that night, when Martin fell asleep, he had a dream, and he saw Jesus wearing that cloak. And Jesus said to him, "Martin, you have covered me with your cloak." And that began this life-changing experience. He began to realize that Jesus was present in each and every person, whether it be the beggar on the side of the road or anybody he would meet. So he left the army, he got baptized, he helped to bring his mother and father into the faith, and then he went to live as a hermit on an island outside of Milan, Italy. And he then traveled to France, where it's considered he established the first monastery in the West in 361. 10 years later, the people of Tours needed a bishop, so they demanded Martin to be their bishop. And so he worked as a bishop until the end of his life. He had helped to establish parishes. He would visit the churches and the people, either by foot or on donkey or by boat. And he was always doing works of mercy. He would go around begging for the lives of those who were condemned to death. He visited the prisoners and gave generously to the poor, and was known that God would use him to work miracles, especially of healing. There was a case of a man who was dead, who St. Martin blessed and prayed for, and he came back to life. So he's known for his acts of mercy, his kindness, and simplicity. He died on November 8th in the year 397, was buried on November 11th. If you go to France, one of the most magnificent basilicas in all of France is at Tours, which houses the body of St. Martin. It became a place of pilgrimage and has been for over 1,600 years. So what we see in the life of Martin was a military man who had his conversion experience of helping in a simple act of kindness to a beggar, changed his whole life. That's what it's so important that we do get involved in helping others. As today's gospel said, "For I was hungry," Jesus says, "and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me." So whether we do these works of mercy on our own, or through the Samaritans, or the House of Mercy, or the Legion of Mary, the Knights of Columbus, no matter how the Lord is calling you to do these works of mercy, whether it be on your own or in a group, we're called to do these things and to see Jesus in everyone we meet.